Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the second parak of Maseches Shkalim. Today we are learning Parak Beis Mishnah Aleph and Parak Beis Mishnah Beis. The Jewish communities outside of Yerushalayim would collect the Shkalim for all of the people in the town and send them to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. The Mishnah here in Parak Beis Mishnah Aleph is going to discuss the halachos of transporting those shkalim that were collected. Says the Mishnah, Mitzarfim shkalim ledarkonos b'pnei masoi hadarech. That those townspeople who are sending their shkalim to Yerushalayim, they're allowed to change the silver shkalim into gold coins called darkonos, that a darkon, as the Bartanar points out in Mishnah Dalet, is equal to 2 sela, or the 4 half shkalim. And since the gold is worth much more than the silver, changing the silver shkalim into gold darkonos considerably reduced the number of coins that needed to be sent. So in order to lighten the burden of those carrying the coins to the Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, they were allowed to be changed into these coins. And after the darkonos would arrive at the Beis HaMikdash, the temple treasurers must convert them back into the shkalim at the expense of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah here is teaching us that even so, it is allowed for the townspeople to convert their shkalim into darkonos in order to ease the burden and in order to ease the cost of those transporting so many coins to Yerushalayim. Now the Mishnah here is going to turn to the collection of the shkalim in Yerushalayim itself. Now the Mishnah in Perek Vav is going to teach us that there were 13 different collection chests that stood in the Azara, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Each of the chests had a different purpose. Each of the chests had a different role, so that anyone who visited the Beis HaMikdash could make his donations to the appropriate fund. As discussed there, one of these chests was designated for the donations of the annual Machatzis HaShekel donation. Says the Mishnah, Kishem Shahayu Shofaros BaMikdash, just as there were these chests in the Beis HaMikdash for people to put the shkalim into, Kach Hayu Shofaros BaMedina, so too there were collection chests as well in the city of Yerushalayim. Those Jews who were Tamei and therefore couldn't enter the Beis HaMikdash were able to put their shkalim into the chests that were spread throughout Yerushalayim. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we begin to discuss the halachas pertaining to the actual transporting of the shkalim to the Beis HaMikdash, Pnei Ha'ir Sheshalchu Ashekleim V'Nignevu O'Sha'avdu. If the people sent their shkalim to the Beis HaMikdash with shluchim, with messengers, and the coins, however, were stolen or they were lost, what is the halacha? So in order to be exempt from paying, the messengers literally need to swear to the owners, to those who gave them the shekel, that they were not negligent in guarding the shkalim. Now, who exactly are the owners of the shkalim? That's going to depend at what point they were lost or stolen. Says the Mishnah, Im nitrma ha-truma nishbon le-gizbar. If the truma for buying new karbanos had already been taken from the shkalim in the Beis HaMikdash before the theft or the loss occurred, then the shkalim were already the property of the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the loss, and the messengers must therefore swear to the treasurers of the Beis HaMikdash that they were not negligent in guarding the shkalim. The townspeople would not need to contribute shkalim a second time, since their shkalim are considered to have already reached the Beis HaMikdash once the donations has been taken. V'im lav. But if not, if the truma had not yet been taken from the chamber in the Beis HaMikdash at the time the loss occurred, so that the shkalim were still considered to be the property of the townspeople when they were lost or stolen, Nishbon Livnei Ha'ir, says the Mishnah, the messengers must swear to the people who actually gave them the shkalim that they were not negligent in guarding the shkalim, Uvnei Ha'ir Shoklin Tachteyan, and the townspeople must then contribute new shkalim in place of the missing ones, since their contribution never reached the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Mishnah is going to explain what happens if the missing shkalim are eventually found. Nimtzu Osha Hechazirum Haganavim. If after the second group of shkalim were redonated to the Beis HaMikdash, the missing shkalim were found or the thieves returned them. Elu ve'elu shkalim, says the Mishnah, both these and those, both the original shkalim as well as the replacement shkalim, are considered holy kadosh shkalim that belong to the Beis HaMikdash, ve'ein olin lahen l'shana haba, and the additional shkalim do not count for these individuals for the coming year's collection. They're going to have to donate again the next year. But okay, so instead of giving a half a shekel each, they each gave one full shekel. Continuing now with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Now this Mishnah is going to discuss a number of cases in which a person uses money that is designated for some other purpose in order to fulfill his obligation of donating a half a shekel. Now the first two cases of our Mishnah is going to involve a case of Me'ila. Me'ila refers to a situation where a person uses something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash for either one's own personal use or for some sort of other use that is not the use of the Beis HaMikdash. So for example, if a person were to repay a loan with money belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, then he is guilty of Me'ila. You're not allowed to use anything that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash for your own personal use. The Mishnah is going to discuss the halachas of Me'ila as it relates to Machatzis HaShekel. It says the Mishnah, Hanosin Shiklo Lechaveiro Lishkol Al Yado, that if someone gives his shekel to his friend to act as his messenger to contribute it to the Beis HaMikdash on his behalf, Ushkalo al yidei atzmo, and the agent then goes along and contributed it for himself instead of the person that gave him the money. Im nitcher matruma mal, if at the time that he contributed the shekel, the truma had already been, the donations had already been taken from the chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, so that the friend's shekel was already considered to belong to the Beis HaMikdash, the messenger has committed Me'ila by using this holy property, his friend's shekel, for his own personal use, by using it for his own individual shekel. If, however, the truma had not yet been withdrawn when the shliach contributed the friend's shekel for himself, then the shliach, the messenger, has not committed me'ila, since the shekel itself was not yet considered bull property of the Beis HaMikdash. He is merely required to pay his friend back for the shekel that he took. Continuing with the second case in the Mishnah, HaShokel Shiklo Mimos Hekdesh, the one who contributes his shekel from Beis HaMikdash funds, meaning he forgot that he had previously designated this particular coin as belonging to the Beis HaMikdash for the various upkeep and needs of the Beis HaMikdash, he used it to pay his machatz shekel. Im nitrima truma v'karva habehema, then later when the truma is withdrawn from the Beis HaMikdash and an animal bought from those truma funds is offered on the Mizbeach, ma, the contributor, the person who gave this money, has committed Me'ila, that even though Me'ila generally occurs as soon as a person removes a holy item from the possession of the Beis HaMikdash and uses it for himself, here the shekel was not removed from the possession of the Beis HaMikdash, it was simply shifted from one holy purpose to another. And the rule in such a situation is that Me'ila does not take effect until the money is actually used for that other purpose. Therefore, only after an animal is bought with shkalim funds and offered on the Mizbeach is he actually guilty of the prohibition of Me'ila. Now, as the Rambam points out on this Mishnah, even if the shekel he gave was not actually used by the Karban, since the truma is taken and spent on behalf of everyone who gives a shekel, it is considered as if the money went to purchase the Karban. Third case of our Mishnah, says the Mishnah, Midmei Meiser Sheni Midmei Shevias. If one paid his shekel with Meiser Sheni money, again, which should be used in Yerushalayim to buy food, or with Shemitah funds that belonged to Shemitah, the seventh year, and these were funds that specifically belonged to Shemitah, it was Hefker money. So what's the case in such a situation when he realized this his mistake? Yochal Kenegda, he must eat the food of the same value to what he took, and he does this by taking a shekel that is not holy and declaring, let the Meiser Sheni funds or let the Shemitah money, wherever they may be right now, be redeemed onto this money. That he has to do this in order that the Meiser Sheni or the Shemitah funds not be used to buy karbanos and instead be used for their original purpose. Now this is going to remove the Meiser Sheni or the Shemitah holiness from the money he gave for shkalim, and it's going to transfer it to the new money. He then uses the money to buy food, which is going to treat with the holiness of Meiser Sheni or the holiness of Shemitah produce, as we learned in Maseches Meiser Sheni, and as we learned in Maseches Shvias. Have a great day.